Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, you got it right this time.
Yay, I can do things.
Yay,
sometimes.
We have mastered words.
It only took two
now
years.
Now it's on to stringing them together and making sense.
We are on the third issue of this Silver Surfer story arc. And if you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes. Take it away.
All right, so this one's called The Flame and the Fury. Which,
hey, guess what? Guess who joins in on this episode?
You'll never guess. You'll never guess.
Flame.
But so he's
Firestar.
Silver Surfer sitting on top of a sign of a, it's like a
hotel
neon
sign.
Yeah. And you know, being all morose and being like, everybody's all ignorant. I save them. They feel hatred towards me. Woe is me. I mean, I get it, but my God, is this dude whiny?
Well,
no, I get it.
He has reason.
He has reason to. So he. He's like, well, you know what? I guess I'm just going to go back to, you know,
blending in with the humans.
Yeah. So he goes to this. The sign says Exclusive Styles Men's Clothes, which, if that's the name of the company, that is the shittiest company name I've ever heard.
My guess is they didn't last long.
No, probably not. I've never heard of them.
Exactly. That's why they didn't last.
But he breaks in, and then you've got these two guys that are talking about... one of them, I'm assuming, is the owner, and the other one is the actual tailor, is what my thought was.
That'd be my maybe, probably, yeah.
Anyways, but they're talking back and forth, and Silver Surfer walks in, he's like, don't be alarmed! You know, and he yells the word alarmed.
Because why not?
Well, I mean, it's in the
whole...
Yeah,
no, I
know.
Because why not?
I merely wish to have you clothe me! Do not be alarmed! I merely wish to have you clothe me!
I'm going to give a warning of like, hey, Ron gets loud in this episode. Turn your volume down.
But so the tailor runs out, or well, goes to run out, and Silver Surfer uses his powers cosmic to trap them in the place. And he's like, dude, I just want you to make me some clothes. I just need to be properly attired to go out. And he does yell attire also, but I'm going to save you guys from that. So the owner's like, I think the guy in green's the owner and the other dude's the tailor. Cause he's
either
like,
one. Like, yeah, they're both
way.
Probably tailors.
But the bigger dude's like, fuck it, let's just put some clothes on him. You know, and he comes out there, takes his measurements, throws him his, trench coat.
Yeah, that's all he gives him.
Yeah.
A trench coat. Oh, I guess the dude gives him some slacks and a scarf.
But and then while this is going on, we get a little backstory of the surfer fighting the Overlord. And the Stranger, and Mephisto, and Galactus, and then talking about how Galactus, you know, oppresses his freedom, and how...
You know, I never heard of Overlord or the Stranger.
Oh, the Stranger is when you sit on your hand until it's
I know what that Stranger is.
Oh, I've never heard of either of them either. But I do know Mephisto and obviously Galactus.
Yep.
And he talks about
Fantastic Four being his only friends.
Yep. They're my only friends. And then the guy's like, so how are you going to pay for this? And he turns a fucking ashtray into gold. Like, solid gold.
Well, the guy even says, he's like, you know, I would like for you to pay for it, but, you don't have to. It's totally fine. And Surfer's like, well, I don't want to defraud you. You gave me clothes. I'm going to pay you. Turns the ashtray into gold. He's like, this should be more than enough. Yeah.
So then,
goddamn gold-plated.
So he's walking around incognito. with his big, huge silver surfboard.
I have no idea who that. That's some that.
Man, check that guy out. He's got a silver surfboard and silver hands and a silver face.
Must be a hippie.
He must just be a normal guy. Then he jumps on the surfboard and flies away. Loses his hat. He just paid for. He was so worried about getting clothes to fit in, and then he just ditches them.
Yeah, this
and he's
is,
like,
well, this is similar to what happened to Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
when he's like, oh, they know who I am. Now I have to change my look and put on that fake beard to then rip it off to go save Carol.
Exactly.
Like,
he spends all this time getting his disguise together and then just ditches it.
Yep.
But,
must be a thing in the 60s and 70s.
I have a perfect disguise. Now let's lose it. It's like, man, we spend all this time disguising this character that we want to be a notable character to take the disguise off.
Yep.
So he's like, I'm going to go to the Baxter building to see how the Fantastic Four is doing. And while he's flying over there, they're in a conversation with S.H.I.E.L.D., I think.
No,
right?
General.
Oh, General. Yeah.
They don't give his name, but it's...
General Cro-Magnon. Look at his forehead.
He's somebody with military. And
he's got some stars on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they're you know... he's trying to get them to recruit the Silver Surfer for him.
Yep.
And the Silver Surfer walks in when they're like...
he doesn't walk in. He comes up to the window and overhears things. And he basically overhears what he thinks is the Fantastic Four giving him up. Like trying to...
Yeah,
like,
they're like, yeah, sure, we'll bring him into you. Yeah. No problem. And he's like, man, even the people I thought were my friends turned against me. Oh, I'm so whiny and a little bitch. And as he's saying this, Mr. Fantastic, who Charity always calls Mr. Stretch, and it drives me crazy. And it's like, look.
That's what he does, not who he is.
Exactly. I'm like, call him Reed. Call him, you know, Richards. Call him, you know, Mr. Fantastic. Call him, you know, the leader of the Fantastic Four. Call him the guy who stretches. But Mr. Stretch sounds like Stretch Armstrong.
Fair enough.
Anyways, he tries to wrap the Surfer up, and the Surfer blasts him with some Powers Cosmic. It is Powers Cosmic. It's an energy blast. And then the thing's like, well, he's running away now. We can't catch him. And Torch is like...
Human Torch.
Human Torch is like, I can fly. Flame on. And he turns into a fiery little turd.
Because that's what he does.
That's what he do.
And so the
Surfer like blasts him. He's like, wait, let's talk this over. And he's like, I don't have any time to talk to an asshole who's trying to turn me in. And so he blasts him. He's like, fuck you, betrayers! And then, you know, like...
And it's just, it's Surfer flying away, Human Torch chasing him.
Yeah, and this...
And, like, they
this,
just fight...
Oh, and he and Surfer loses the rest of his costume.
Naturally.
And then they fly out of the atmosphere. That's right. He runs into the barrier, doesn't he? I couldn't remember how he got knocked back down. But yeah, he runs into the barrier. And the barrier threw me off because it looks like he got hit with some kind of green mucus.
Because of the green background.
Yeah. Well, and then look at his fingers in this next page or in the next panel.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So he's falling. He hits the Torch with a surfboard because, you know, might as well add some insult to injury. Johnny lands and he's like, hey, he's like, dude, we're just trying to, you know, it's not like we're trying to do anything wrong with you. And he's like, man, he's like, I've never been deceived I have not been deceived enough. Never will I trust another human. And he's like, no, dude, seriously, we're not deceiving you, you fucking asshat.
Just listen. Really? Come on. If you just stop and talk to us, we can figure this out.
Yeah. And then so the,
I like that when he's flying through the city, he's flying toward the bus and then like disappears with his surfboard goes under the bus. And the bus driver's just like, wait, what? Huh? No. Okay. This is weird. This is really weird.
Anywho, just a day in the job in New York.
Yeah, exactly. Which, honestly, if you live in New York with all these superheroes, you have to have good insurance.
That's a whole different thing. I think it was the last season of Supergirl that I watched.
Oh, yeah.
The surfboard is pinning the Torch up against a wall. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wall.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And, like, I can't tell right here if he's actually injured or if he's just whining like a little bitch.
Well, the board is holding, like, it won't move. So he's just, I'm not going to say he's whining. But
not the Torch. Silver Surfer down here.
He's both hurt and whining.
Okay, so he's being a little bit morose again. Everything's
against him. This point has been against him.
Yeah.
And
but see,
his friends are against him.
So he thinks.
Allegedly. Yeah.
And so he calls the surfboard back to him because the National Guard gets him pinned down.
Again.
Uh-huh.
Which, really easy help. You know what? Nope. Saving that one.
Yep. So he's like, you know, be warned. I will endure no more. This is where I make my stand. This is the hill that you will all die on. I mean,
wait, hold on. but yeah, he ends up falling down a subway tunnel, and he's just like, "Why is everybody after me? This sucks."
And the torch is like, "Hold on, just calm down, dude. Like, I want to talk." And he's like, "Oh, you think I'm beaten?" And he blasts the fucking Human Torch into the way of this oncoming train, sub train, you know. And but then he saves him by derailing an entire train.
Pretty sure those people are all dead.
They're fine. Yeah. They look, they're NPCs. It doesn't.
Ouch.
But so he saves him, leaves him, you know, up against the thing, and then like disappears. And well, he
goes
walks around
the corner.
Yeah, he walks around the corner, and they're like they're talking to the Human Torch, and he's like, "Well, I guess he doesn't want to help out with the space program. I don't know why he's so against it." And the server's just like, "Oh my god, like, I'm a big idiot. Like, he was just trying to get my help, and I beat the shit out of him, almost killed him, derailed a train, killed countless humans."
Allegedly.
So they he's flying off into the sunset. Well, into the moonset, I guess. Sunset's Cap's thing. And
the spotlight was Cap's thing.
He's like, "I guess I'm so quick to condemn people that I'm guilty too." And he's like, "Was I too human? Or was I not human enough?" And well, that's where, you know, that's, he just kind of stops.
This issue was
just another one of those where it
interesting.
It could have, okay, with the way this goes back to the whole Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
With the way that people treated Spider-Man, he should have known better than to assume that Silver Surfer was bad. With the way that everybody treated Silver Surfer, he should have known that the people that are his friends
were actually his friends.
He should have given them at least a chance.
Yeah.
Especially when it was just him and Johnny.
Yep. Yep.
Like, it would have taken 2 seconds. Johnny would be like, look, no, they aren't trying to capture you.
Of course, Johnny had to say was be like, "Hey, we need your help with this."
But Johnny kept trying to say, "Hey, I just want to talk," because he was getting fucking shit out of him. And he didn't once fight back.
"We need your help with," he fought back earlier.
Not really, though.
Yeah.
He knows what the Surfer can take, at least
true,
a little
that's
bit.
That's true, yeah.
Basically, what he was doing was like, you know, when you're like, "Hey, pay attention."
Yeah, but basically, okay. We'll leave. Yeah, that's where we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Silver Surfer story.